You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Sunday announced a consistory calling for the creation of five new cardinals, each of them hailing from a different part of the world. Speaking to the crowds gathered in St. Peter's Square for the Regina Coeli, the Pope said their origin from different parts of the world manifests the universality of the Church spread out all over the earth. Among the group is the 67-year-old Catholic Bishop of Stockholm in Sweden, Bishop Anders Arborelius. It's the first ever red hat for the tiny Catholic Church in the majority Lutheran nation, which Pope Francis visited last October for the joint commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Charlotte Smeds, head of Vatican Radio's Scandinavian section, spoke to Bishop Arborelius to find out what this appointment will mean for Catholics in Sweden.
What does it mean to the little Catholic Church in Sweden that their bishop, their only bishop, is one of the closest men to the Pope, serving him and supporting him in his role as universal shepherd?
I think that for our Catholic Church here in Sweden, it's a real surprise that the Holy Father has chosen me as bishop. And of course, up to now, people have seemed very happy about it. And the question is, what could be the background? Maybe the Holy Father has seen that the Catholic Church in Sweden is a very small minority in a very secular society. But still, we have an important mission here on various levels. We have been able to integrate so many refugees, and we know that this issue is so important for the Holy Father. And we also have a very broad ecumenical dialogue with all the Christian churches. So maybe we have something to offer as a tiny, humble minority to the Church as a whole. And of course, we will try to serve the Holy Father even more faithfully after this.
It is, of course, historical, since Sweden never has had a cardinal before in history. Will it bring a big change for you?
Well, it's a really historical event. And I think it's typical of Pope Francis that he looks to those parts of the world that are far away. Another cardinal came for the first time from Laos and from Mali. So he wants to encourage those minorities, those little groups of Catholics scattered all over the world, and to show that they are important in God's eyes and in the eyes of the Church, even if they are very small realities.
That was Cardinal-elect Bishop Anders Arborelius of Stockholm in Sweden.